about love. Part 2. Love is... Although we couldn't and wouldn't want to marry everyone, we can aim to love everyone. The more people we truly love, the better we feel, the better our lives, and the better our societies. How much we love other people is more important to our own happiness and well-being than how much others love us. We can love someone even if they make mistakes that hurt us, even if we don't like them very much, and even if they don't love us. This gives us an important clue about what love is. Love is a state of our own mind and being. It is not dependent on other people or circumstances. This explains why love cannot be given or received, and why we become confused if we seek to obtain it from outside ourselves. We are the only ones that can choose to love. We create it ourselves. Someone can encourage or facilitate us in feeling love, but no one can cause us to experience love, no matter how hard they try and no matter how much they love us. How can we attain this wonderful state of mind and being, and how can we experience it more abundantly? We usually feel love for another person or perhaps a special animal. When we love someone, we want her or him to be happy, to feel good, to enjoy health and well-being, to have needs met and be free of pain or discomfort. In fact, we want for someone we love exactly what we want for ourselves. This gives us a second important clue about what love is. We experience love when we want the same well-being for another as we want for ourselves. When we love someone, it changes us. It doesn't necessarily change the other person, but it changes us, perhaps to our delight, perhaps to our frustration, but we change somehow, some way. Love takes us beyond ourselves. Like a great masterpiece of music or art, we feel expanded and expansive. Love causes us to transcend our usual barriers and the boundaries of body and mind. This expansion feels good. Here is a third important clue. Love is transcendent. When we love, our caring and sense of self extend to someone we previously considered completely separate from us. Our awareness expands to include whom we love, since we care about her or him just like we care about ourselves. We are not only conscious of our own needs or wants, but of someone else's too. Here is our fourth clue. Love is an awareness. An expanded awareness. Love is the awareness that we are one with someone else. We care about someone we love just like we care about ourselves. We transcend our individual selves when we truly love someone else because we realize our oneness with them too. As Chief Crazy Horse said, "I salute the light within your eyes where the universe dwells. For when you are at the center within yourself, and I within mine, we shall be one." Love is the awareness of unity. The true nature of anything is known by its fruit, the results of its action. To determine the nature of love, it is necessary to examine its fruits.